Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Volkswagen. The Panthers, they're going to face the Toronto Maple Leafs next round. The Leafs beat the Senators in game 6, 4-2. The series will start in Toronto. They won the division, so Panthers will have to take back home ice in this series anyway, even though they won 3 road games in their last series. Not exactly something that phases them. That series will get going to be determined sometime. Imagine it'll be early next week, but we will keep you posted on that. And of course, have all the reaction to this next series as the Cats look to continue their road to repeat, which, by the way, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Gooseys. Marcos, what are you hearing me here with? You're saying D-Wade has no faith in Tyler Hero. Are you referring to his podcast comments yesterday?
Yeah, what was up with that? Did you hear that?
Do you have this clip? Do you have any sound of that, or did you just see that on Twitter?
No, so I see a lot of quotes, and you know they blocked the YouTube to MP3 thing on here. So I gotta, like, long story short, no, I don't have the audio. I have the quotes. I don't have the audio.
Why do they block it? Why do they just updated the system?
They don't want us to take audio from YouTube, even if it's blah, blah, blah. So
I got it.
My phone and then email it to myself. But then
yeah, it's a whole thing. In. I got you. I thought you meant StreamYard. I didn't know you meant here.
Yeah, I tried to trick them too. I tried to do that incognito thing. It didn't work. Mm. It did not work.
Bastards. They're good. Yeah, I saw that. I saw his what he had to say on his podcast. He said, I don't remember all the stuff on Tyler, but he said, I saw Tyler Hero's comments about we're not getting swept, and D-Wade's retort was, buddy, you're already swept.
You're already swept.
even before game swept, he goes, you already swept. The puppy's over.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think that's not believing in Tyler. You just give him the realization of the situation. Like,
listen, an athlete that's on a team is never going to admit loss. And so that was Tyler talking himself into we ain't getting swept. But yeah, for sure. D-Wade is looking at it from a different perspective. He ain't playing. He can just look at what he's seeing. So
yes, I saw too in that podcast because they said I think he did a pod with UD last week on the Y Network, and they apparently he says on this episode he was FaceTiming with UD, and he said they FaceTimed Bam together, and Bam's like, he's like, yeah, we want that Cleveland smoke, and D-Wade says, no, you don't.
I remember we were in Cleveland one of the years we were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the veterans was talking trash about what we gonna do, you know, at an interview, and somebody in the background goes, You ain't even playing. Don't put that on us.
Oh, God.
Yikes. Oh, man. If you guys are just tuning in, the breaking news today, Greg Popovich is no longer coaching the San Antonio Spurs. He has become the full-time president of basketball operations. Of course, he suffered a mild stroke last November. He apparently is doing well, like much better, but the decision to do this is, you know, pretty taxing the NBA season. So he has decided to step down, and they are going to hire Mitch Johnson full time as their head coach. He's who took over for Pop last year, had the support of the players. So there's that. He said in a statement, "While my love and passion for the game remain, I've decided it is time to step away as head coach. I'm forever grateful to the wonderful players, coaches, staff, and fans who allowed me to serve them as the Spurs head coach. I'm excited for the opportunity to continue and support the organization, community, and city that are so meaningful to me." So that is Greg Popovich. That officially makes Eric Spoelstra the longest tenured head coach in the NBA. And I believe in the big four pro sports, that makes Mike Tomlin the longest coach amongst all of the four sports. But Spo is now the longest in the National Basketball Association. The Heat putting out a tweet that says, "Congrats on a legendary career and best of luck in your next role, Coach Pop." The two, of course, a couple of finals matchups together. One that was an epic classic, and the other that was an epic ass kicking.
Yeah. You know what? As much as we say Pop was curmudgeon, there's nobody that disliked Pop, right? From the players to coaches to everybody in the business. So, you know, I hope everything works out for him. I think they just want to keep him around the organization. And, yeah. Good for him.
Good for him, man. An absolute icon.
He is the likable Bill Belichick, right? Like, everybody found humor in his curmudgeon.
I didn't like when he was a jerk to our boy Izzy Gutierrez. That was a little strong. But don't worry, I got some get back on him, Izzy, because I shook him out of his shoes one time.
Ooh,
did you? You asked him about Bam.
Yeah.
I remember that.
When
you asked him about Bam,
not being on the Olympic
team. You regret
team.
Not having him on the All-Star team. I mean, on the Olympic team, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. But, you know, he made up. Bam won him a gold medal, so, you know, he made up for it. You know, I guess Bam ultimately gave him the decision that he's like, yeah, I guess you were right. I was wrong. You don't want a gold medal with me.
Now we're here with all... Long in the tooth, Spoelstra. Lucky us.
How long in the tooth? He's a completely reasonable age.
Longest tenured coach.
Who's in long? Who's Spoelstra?
Yeah, but in Spoelstra basketball, in basketball 55? Years. Is he 55?
He's 50, yeah, 54. Going to be 55. Yeah.
Really? I mean, older than I thought.
You realize that to catch up with Pop, he had to coach like 20 more years. How old's Pop?
Pop's 74.
Right, 20 more years. And you saying he's old? What the hell's wrong with you?
But you got to take into account how many years that adds to you. You know, big three drama, stress. Olympic basketball, he's also coaching that. Never takes a break.
I think you would have to do 12 more years to catch Pop.
Look at that. Only 12.
No, but I'm saying the age.
No, yeah, but I mean,
just saying by years, that's when he would have to catch him up. What was this thing? So, what was the rest of what Bam said, Marcos?
Oh, I mean, much like you quoted, apparently Bam was saying that he totally wanted the smoke. D Wade says, "You don't want that." And at the end, he ended up getting smoked. But he also credits the organization, saying that what they went through with losing their best player and the ability to bounce back was admirable to see, but losing Jimmy Butler exposed Miami's weakness and showed you the value of Jimmy Butler. So
I think D-Wade's handled, like, look, I think all criticism that he's levying on the organization is fair. They deserve to get criticized, which they're going to. Bam's going to get criticized. Tyler's going to get criticized. They deserve it. It was an all-time ass-kicking. Not that they would have, you know, even if they would have had good series, would they have won? Probably not. I definitely think the organization's at a place right now where they're probably doing the most soul searching they got right now, because, yeah, they're probably looking around and be like, yeah, do we, even with what you're saying, Marcus, I know you're doing a bit, but with the Spo thing, but like, is there questions of, hey, does Spo say, do I hand the reins over? Because much like it was when they had the tanking season for Beasley, Pat Riley was like, you know what? He had left the season. Ron Rothstein basically finished that year out. And they had decided it was time to go in a different direction, much like he did when he handed it over to Stan, when they were going in the Dwayne Wade direction. And then, you know, he eventually came back as Stan stepped away, or Shaq didn't like him, whatever story you want to believe. But he did step away. Like, there were times where in history of the Heat, they did do a reset of the head of the helm. So would I be surprised? I'd be pretty surprised, because Coach Spo seems like a bit of a coaching maniac addict. But it's not like it hasn't happened. Like, if they did go in this direction, and especially if Pat decided he wanted to step away because he's 80, which is well within his right, but also I think it's on his terms, whatever he wants.
Correct.
And that's when they decided, hey, Spo wants to get into that. Maybe. I don't know. It definitely has been it's definitely been a grind for sure. But I do think, like, look, if the one thing I would say, I would imagine that if they are able to lure anybody and anybody had the appeal, I'd imagine that guy would want to play for an experienced coach like Spo instead of the young coach. I don't know that to be the case, but I would think that's the case. So we'll see. But I think I'd be pretty surprised if Spo stepped away. I don't really know about the Riley thing, because I wouldn't be surprised because he's 80. But part of me would be surprised, because I know Pat's got that not going out like that mentality. But I also, this is one of those things, it's like a fighting career. Like, very rare are there Robbie Lawlers who get to go out on top, or Floyd Mayweather's who get to go out undefeated.
Right.
Typically, you go down, you know, face down, ass up, like Chad Ochocinco against Brian Maxwell. Like, that's typically how you go out in your fighting career. And in sports, I feel like it's pretty rare the guy gets to have the swan song. That's it. I'm going out. See you guys. It's over.
Well, because the thing that you have to do early in your career to be able to sustain that is win, right?
Yep.
So when you look at Pop and you look at Spoelstra and you look at Pat Riley, they've had success for so long that becomes the point where you can justifiably tell fans and people that have a problem with that person leading your organization or coaching your organization, you can tell them to go to hell. And I think Pop earned it. I think Spoelstra earned it. And I think Pat Riley has earned it. So, yeah, it is what it is. I don't think the problem is Spoelstra, even though I would say, you know, and I think we could all agree with Spoelstra didn't have his best year.
Agreed. Right? 100%.
But I don't think, like, I mean, you ingrates, anybody who thinks that, and I'm mostly talking to you, Frog Boy, that you understand how successful he has been, and you're just ready to just go get a new guy.
Believe it
or not. Does that mean anything? Does winning and staying the course and keeping everybody in this of this fan base sane by the way he talks to the media, does that mean anything to you? Or you just want to go get a new guy?
I don't just want to get a new guy because, oh, we had a bad season. I get it. But I believe it was a great Greek philosopher who said, either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And we didn't die at his peak, so therefore he's lived long enough to become the villain.
What Greek philosopher said that?
I was in The Dark Knight. If I'm not mistaken, it was a Batman.
Dude, can I use your line, Tobin? Please. You're a different level of idiot.
What? It's just
3 out of 4.
He's overstated. His welcome.
Almost. What are you? Marcos.
Yeah.
If you go bring something to the table. Don't quote Batman.
Come on, it's good. Look, you don't think it's time to, like, kind of move on from not playing the young bigs?
Can I just tell you?
From not having a
center.
We
said this about Pop. 12 times.
I haven't seen Pop in like 5 years. I don't know where the hell Pop's been. I know he's like sick and stuff. I'm not making fun of him, but I'm saying Greg Popovich has not been relevant to basketball in 5 years.
I don't understand. Like, people are so ready to get rid of coaches and players, right? Like, your ass been perfect your whole life. Like, pipe down, relax. We admit it wasn't his best year. Yeah. They've had some things happen during this season that me and Tobin have gotten absolutely irate about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not backing down from that. I believe those things. That being said, I still don't think you're going to find somebody better to do that job better than Eric Spoelstra at this moment.
I don't even know who the person is that the Heat fan has on their mind, unless it's like, you know, Dwayne Wade coming in and him and UD are running basketball operations, which is still going to be cut from the Heat cloth.
Whoa.
What are you doing?
I didn't think that was possible, dude.
With, of course, Goran Dragic is head of international affairs.
Right. You know what?
Woo!
I should put a sign. We should have a sign on the show that said, don't feed the animals. You just fed Marco.
Oh, you want to find out which animal it is?
Take a break. Back after
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Florida Panthers getting set for their second round series against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Sergei Bobrovsky today talking to the media. Getting ready for this series against his former goalie mate. Goalie mate? Is that what they call him? Co-goalies? Focus.
Thank you for the congratulating me.
You're welcome, buddy.
Leroy's very focused.
I think he's because Big Spoon's trying to convince him to get those couple toilets.
I think you should get it.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, there's only a handful of things in my relationship that I put my foot down with. This is one of them.
Bob today was asked about his lifestyle as a goalie. This is what he had to say.
Goalie seems like a lifestyle position in that, talk to goalies, they don't want to drive to work and get stressed out by, so they have a routine of how to get to work. And do you have the same thing where you
give me more warts about?
Yeah, that was a very good way to ask that question. For instance, I was talking to Alex Lyon once, who talked about goalie as a lifestyle, in that you don't want to get too stressed out at home, you don't want to get stressed out driving to work. Do you find yourself managing stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, in some way it is like that. Yes, you want to be calm and quiet, but also if you look at the other way, like when I am home with two kids, I can't think about goaltending. You know, like there is like they need my attention right in the moment, and then you're trying to focus on that moment with them and enjoy the time with them, and that gives you more, like, gives you more emotions and more, like, I don't know, gives you good rest and good preparation for the ice as well. I don't know if I answered your question. Yeah, because it is a lifestyle, but also, like, you're trying to be, like, you don't, like, if you outside of the rink, you try not to think about hockey much.
Wow.
Hey.
Hmm?
So,
these two scoops of adorable.
That question kicked Dave.
Wait,
Hyde
did he ask? Did he ask Dave Hyde to use his words?
No, he asked for more words.
He asked for more words.
More words.
Dave, what the hell are you saying, sir? Please
elaborate, please. That's basically the same thing.
Yeah, use more words.
Goalie seems like a lifestyle position in that. Talk to goalies; they don't want to drive to work and get.
What happened?
I don't know. It froze. But I think Tobin froze.
Do you have the same thing? That was a very good way to ask that question.
Oh, it's gone.
My bad.
I would say, like, there are some people that I've known in sports that have been crazy like that. Like, for me, every single home game, I would get up early in the morning, go to the gym, and ride the bike for 40 minutes. Then go home, shave, get some breakfast, then get to the stadium at about 11 o'clock.
Give me more words.
But I don't.
That was the main takeaway.
I don't think it's like. It's being overdoing it or anything like that. I just think it's, you know, something to like get you on track, and something to do something early enough where you can be on time, something you can do where you don't have to think about what you're doing. You just go through your routine. And so, there's certain things. There's guys that take it over the top, right?
I think also for him, knowing a little bit of his obsessiveness, I think Papa Bob, I think it has done good for him. Like, right. I do think it's, I think, you know, it's been noticeable. He's been better since he's been a dad. Like, in his Panthers tenure, like, he came to the Panthers and it was like, that part of his life hadn't started yet.
Right.
And so, maybe that was a benefit. He's like, listen,
I would also
not focus on hockey. I need to focus on Bluey.
I would also say this. He will be the first person in the history of life to say, when I go home, I leave hockey at the building because two kids is relaxing. Right? I'm like, Bob, come on, buddy. Bob.
Maybe it's like.
Absolutely no way.
When you have a toddler, though, and if he hasn't baby-proofed one of the rooms and he has to save it from hitting a head on a corner of a table, that's kind of like goaltending.
Look, man, I need to get with the Panthers then, because this has been, Jesus, kid. Like, what are we doing here?
We'll take a break, play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody, let's close out this weekend and bury some people. Look, it was a valiant effort. Good season from this team. But it's not enough that you broke Eric Spoelstra's brain. Nor was it enough that Tim Hardaway Jr. sank three threes after an 8-point lead, ruining probably the last great Jimmy Butler game in a Heat uniform. Or that Cade Cunningham hit a buzzer beater that stuck me right in the junk. But you guys could have really put a scare into them this weekend. And you had a 7-point lead late. And you blew it. Detroit Pistons. You ruined my petty watching last night. Malik Beasley with your butterfingers. You're dead to me, dude. I'm sorry. Great season, but respectfully, you're dead.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
You calling another team dead to you?
Yes. I think I gave all the Are you saying that's an invalid reason for somebody to be dead to me? Ruining petty watching?
Yeah, they did ruin your petty. Not as much as your team.
Yeah, but I've already buried them. I feel like to raise them from the dead to kill them again, like,
all right,
disrespectful.
After, like, thinking about this for a minute and thinking about the ramifications and how severely punished this woman's going to be. Ma'am, you can't smile in a mugshot after you done pooped on the car. You can't do it. You just as carefree.
I think that's a really good mugshot. I don't know.
It's too good of a mugshot, being that what you did.
She said no regrets.
And that's, you know, that's fine. But she gonna pay for it.
She is.
Like, it's going to cost her a bunch of change for pooping on the car.
Arrested.
It costs more in court fees than cleaning the car, though, according to you guys.
It is. It's going to cost 12 seconds. It's going to be like, it's going to take 12 seconds to wash the car. Like, she got acid poop and going to ruin the paint job.
That's like, what I said. The clear coat.
Hose it down. I mean, first of all, and she's dead to me for the simple reason of this.
You're dead to me.
In all my years of pooping, that's with diaper. That's when if you barely make it home. I don't think I've ever been able to projectile poop.
You don't know what your diaper poops were like.
I dude, because the diaper caught it. But I'm just saying.
What you're saying is she's dead to you because she has more
skill. No, she's dead to me because she pooped. She's dead to me because she pooped on somebody's car.
You're dead to me.
Oh, please, it's not your car.
Really? So it's okay.
Yeah.
I think J-Fig's probably been like a ding-dong ditch pooper before. Like, yeah. She's very sympathetic to the pooper.
She is. Like, she started a fan club.
You ever leave Scooby's?
Or thought of doing that?
I don't know.
You just that question?
You sure you didn't leave like Scooby's poop on somebody's door flaming or something like that? You seem very sympathetic to this
one. I've actually left it in someone's car.
Wow. You see,
you pooped in somebody's car?
This explains a lot.
It really does. And she, and you, by the way, she argued.
Someone who would always annoy me, I said, okay, keep up. Keep that same energy. So what did I do? I put it in a bag and I left it in his car.
I just want to be clear, you're an hour removed from arguing you're one of the pettiest people I've ever met.
That's true.
And you leave
I never said you were wrong.
Hey, so questions.
I didn't. So question.
You either crop guys out of Lee poop in their car,
or is the same person?
Different guys, by the way. Different guys.
I mean, you need don't.
I would never do that to the cropped
wing dog.
How? Wow, Jennifer. Mm. This explains a lot.
It does.
I mean, I guess poop guy wasn't Mr. Right, nor was Mr. Cropper.
The pooper and the cropper.
Crapper
put them together.
Cropper. No comment.
The crop dusters.
Oh, that's pretty okay. good. That's pretty good. Come on. Still hot on a Friday.
I mean, crop dusting is basically just being secretive, right?
Yeah. Well, or, you know, I mean, or you just don't care. You're just like, oop, sorry.
What?
Caught in the crosshairs. Frog boy, who's dead to you?
Fig, was that yours or was that Leroy's?
That was mine.
Okay. Oh, my bad. I thought that, listen, once you told me, hey, I'm sorry, J. Fig. Once you said you left Scooby's poop in somebody, I just assumed it was that person. Who's dead to you?
I mean, you can. It's fine. To anyone in charge of not inviting me to F1...
Wow.
Okay.
Count your days.
What do I have to do in order to get there? Okay. I'm not going to pay thousands of dollars just to get there. So someone get me there. Start that hashtag.
Man. Well, they have announced, JFig, that they have just signed an extension through 2041. So you'll have a lot of years.
Look, 20 years from now, I don't even know.
I'm more than sure somebody in our facility has access to tickets.
Really? Where are they? And why have they not contacted me or any of one of us?
Because you're not sales.
Last year, someone sent, I believe, two people from our station. And here I am just waiting for an interview.
Solano went to Media Day. He said it was great.
There you go.
You definitely can get a credential for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but they better make the newsletter. Watching you.
Did you see yesterday that
said leaves poop in the car, wonders why no invite to car event.
That's a point.
Frog boy, who's dead
it
to
wasn't
you?
One of those fast cars. Let's chill.
Point for Twitcher.
My dead to me candidate is less of a person and more of a position, if you will. After witnessing a series of escalating events that led to this past week's confrontation between Giannis Antetokounmpo and Tyrese Halliburton's dad, I would just like NBA dads to sit the hell down and shut up. I get it. You're proud of your son. You are 100% allowed to be just as proud as I've seen the Currys do from miles away. I've seen little baby Curry grow from a child to an adult at this point. There's a way that you can do it, and there's a way where it becomes distracting to the game. I've seen enough. I don't care how cool T. Morant is. I don't care about Tyrese Halliburton's father. I don't care about seeing LaVar Ball courtside anymore. Just enjoy what your son was able to accomplish and be humble about it. Unless something pops off, then hop in the stands.
You know what makes it worse?
What?
That people are starting to not like his son. Yeah. For reasons I can't explain. And he just added to it.
Absolutely.
If we can't explain it, though, there's got to be a reason that we just don't know. Because a lot of people don't seem to like him.
There is something, yeah. There is something.
I don't know. It is a weird thing.
Tim Hardaway doesn't like him.
Well, they got some...
They got personal beef.
Right.
But well, NBA dads, you're dead to me.
You're dead
to NBA me. Dads, dead to you. What is alive is this weekend and all the shenanigans we'll all get into. We look forward to recapping it all coming up with a fun Monday ahead. We got fights. We got derby. I don't know if we'll have Panthers or not. They haven't announced it, so I'm assuming it's going to be early next week. And, you know, we'll see where the road takes us, everybody. Marlins. Star Wars Day. Cinco de Mayo Monday. Margarita Monday.
Yeah.
All that. We'll talk to you rascals then. Take care.
Verhegi.
What did I tell you about Aaron Ekblad?
He's a good boy!
He's a good boy! He's a good boy, Jennifer!
Some people like to Matthew Tkachuk. I like to Matthew Tkachuk.
Thank you for the congratulating me.
Because who's going to get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.